Thank you, Brother Likens, and thank you, Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. We appreciate the opportunity that we have to be here today. I've been rattled the last few days of all this sickness that we all hear about going around. And it was intensified this morning, about 7:30, as Brother Likens said, our pastor tested positive for COVID. A revival scheduled to start tonight, and my understanding from a couple of the deacons, there will be a discussion today following the service. Brother Brad's preaching for us today, by the way, and whether to go forward with that or to postpone it. So, there's a lot of bad stuff we hear about every day, the condition of our nation, condition of our world, sickness, and just different things. It's very disturbing sometimes. It'll get you down if you focus on it too much. But God is good, and God is great, and he's been good to us. I want to commend Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. Me and my wife's talking, coming to church this morning about, man asked me the other day, said, what preachers are on fire right now? And I said, well, Jeff Likens is one of them. And I said, Hilltop, and Debbie said about the church, and I said, Hilltop Church is, I call it Fireball Church. And that's a compliment, by the way. And I'm telling you, I go a lot of different places, and there ain't nobody going. There ain't no young people going, and everybody discouraged. It just shows something else what's going on. But we need to be encouraged in the work of the Lord. And I would encourage, I don't know all the preachers here, but I would encourage you to get out and preach. Amen. We need to encourage. I was thinking about Brother Marty Metter and him and Brother Barry Brawner. They've been very successful in evangelistic work, and I'm glad of that. And I'm proud of your pastor. We love Met Lafayette, and he fits in, and he's done a good work here. And y'all keep on doing it. You just keep on doing it. I want to talk about something today that it can be a little controversial, but if the Bible backs up what I say, I've got to where I don't care. I really don't. I believe, and you do too, that as soon as somebody has repented and believed, the next part of the commission Jesus gave to his church is to follow him in baptism. I believe it ought to be done. And somebody may not like what I'm going to say today, but if you can give me the Bible on it, then I'll change my view. I believe in the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God, but I believe there's a commandment there too. And that commandment is, in translation, as soon as you get saved, follow the Lord in baptism. We have let the people that teach baptism is essential to salvation scare us to death about this. My fellow Barry, we've let them scare us to death about it. I used to try to play football at Macon County High School, and that's about all it was, by the way. That'll make you have a team that goes 2-8 having a bunch of Randys on it. But nevertheless, it was always more interesting for me to have the ball on offense than defense. And I don't mean that in a disruptive way, but we find one of our fundamental doctrines is the ordinance of baptism. And we believe that it precedes the Lord's Supper, don't we? We sure do. In Acts 8, 26 through 39, and I'm going to summarize that for the sake of time. I'm not in a hurry. This Ethiopian eunuch was on a chariot, and Philip, the evangelist, ran to him, joined himself to the chariot. This man was reading Isaiah 53, and he didn't understand what he was reading. So he said, "How can I, except some man should guide me?" And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like as a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." And the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this, of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and began to preach scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Amen. There's people that read the Bible every day, and they don't understand what they're reading about. "And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?'" I'm going to ask you today, If you're here and have attended or got saved somewhere else, I don't care, and you know the Lord saved you, what has prevented you from following Him in baptism? Why? People say sometimes they're not led. I just a little bit doubt that. Those of us that's been raised around church. But we find as we read on in this, that Philip said, that's what we believe, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest, and he commanded and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Somewhere during that preaching, and somebody disagreed with me on this, somewhere during that preaching, Philip told him, after you get saved, you need to be baptized. Amen. Didn't he? How'd he know about it? And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they both went down the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Amen. You will never please God as you ought to without following the commandment to be baptized. Amen. People say, you can. You can't. You need to follow Him. You need to do it. Why? Because Jesus told us to do it, didn't He? What did He say in this great commission that He left with His church in Matthew 28, 18, 19, and 20? He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. What's that mean, do? Get them saved. How do we get them saved? Preaching the gospel, the Holy Spirit of God, preach their heart. They come to a knowledge that they need to repent toward God and be saved. Second phase of that, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The third phase, and we ain't done too good a job on this either. Y'all probably have done better here at Hilltop, my opinion. Teaching them to observe all things. People need to be taught, don't they? We need to teach our young people, Brother Broner, about these things. Don't assume they automatically, and there's some things that we have let slip. I remember Brother Brad preached a little about this at Lafayette one time. There's some things we've let sort of slip by that are fundamental principles that we need to teach people. Baptism. Is it essential for salvation? No, it is not. But it is essential if you're going to please God. You'll never please Him like you ought to without it. And I've heard that argument before about I serve God at home just as good as I can at church. You can't do no such a thing. We're supposed to assemble on Sunday morning. We're living in a day, and I studied this week, and I told my wife, my subject got completely changed this morning. And I've studied about one of the articles of faith that talks about the setting apart of the first day of the week, and that we're supposed to worship the Lord on the first day of the week and to assemble ourselves on the first day of the week. But we find that Jesus gave the commandment, and as I've already said, we believe that baptism is a requirement before you can take the Lord's Supper. Why? Because they're both church ordinances, ain't they? This church has full authority, and it don't have to ask Long Fork, and it don't have to ask Bethany, and it don't have to ask Lafayette or nobody else to carry out what Jesus has said do. Amen. The only approval you need is the approval of God, and you've got that. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. If I can find the place I'm supposed to be in. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Excuse me a moment. Wrong place. It says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Now the world and religious world take this and they teach that people are literally baptized into Jesus Christ, and that's the silliest thing I ever heard of. When Brother Jeff here baptizes somebody, he's baptizing someone in reference to the death of Christ into the fellowship of Hilltop Missionary Baptist Church. Sure is. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death. We're baptized in reference to His death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. It's painting a picture, isn't it? It sure is. were baptized as Jesus was rose. And I think of Matthew chapter 3 every time I read that. When John baptized Jesus, did Jesus have to be baptized to make him the Son of God? No, he did not. He was baptized to make manifest to the world. And then as he was raised to walk, he was raised out of that grave. The picture is there that we're raised to walk in newness of life. And when people get saved and then get baptized and don't live like they ought to, it makes baptism a barefaced lie. Sure does. You say that, don't you? Yeah, it does happen too. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, it's a likeness, it's not literal. We should also be in the likeness of his resurrection. It's important today, and I hope I can impress before you before we get through here today, that you need to follow the Lord in baptism in order to be pleasing God. And we believe as Baptists, that's how you get in the church too. Yeah, I've got some friends that believe you get in the church when you get saved, and it's a big invisible thing, and there's a congregation at Hilltop, and it ain't that way. I believe one day after a while, when the end of time occurs, that Hilltop and Lafayette and all these other churches will be as one in heaven. There ain't going to be no side for one church over here, another side of heaven. No, it ain't going to work like that. We'll be one in that time. 1 Peter, let me find where I'm looking for. 1 Peter 3:21. And when we talk many times about pictures, so to speak, and I got another one right here that's important. It says in 1 Peter 3, chapter 3, verse 20, which sometimes, Peter doing the talking, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, when the ark was preparing, wherein few that is eight waters were saved by water. Now listen to me, or you'll get the wrong connotation of this. Were those people literally saved by water? And it relates to us today. They were saved by that water, but I'm going to tell you something. If they had been in that ark, they'd all drowned. And that ark is a type of Christ, isn't it? We're saved by water and a figure, and I'll explain that in just a moment. It says the like figure. See, it's talking about a figure. What is it? It's a figure of the reality is what it is. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not literally, but in a figure. Not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those people were transported from the old world to the new. How? They were in that ark, and that water lifted that ark and transported to the new by the same thing today in a figure, not a literal sense. Baptism transports us as in a figure and displays to the world that we're a child of God and we've been raised to walk newness of life. It does do that. I don't hear a lot about this. Now, I don't know why nobody wants to preach about it. But it's the truth. I guarantee it's the truth. So if we're going to have the right kind of baptism, we got to have the right kind of ingredients, don't we, for it. We got to have somebody that has a testimony of salvation. Amen. Y'all will ask like we do at Lafayette and our other churches that tell us about being saved. It doesn't have to be no elaborate spiel. Just Amen. What happened to you. Amen. Upon that, you will authorize their baptism. I got asked again some time ago, will y'all vote on people's salvation? We don't do no such a thing. We just authorize baptism. You'll make a motion second, do that. I believe you've got to have the right kind of candidate. Have we knowingly baptized people or you that didn't have a testimony? No, we've knowingly done that. Has it happened? It sure has. It's happened 2 or 3 times at our church at Lafayette. It's not malicious, but people find out later that they wasn't saved at that time. The baptism is worthless if you're not saved. It's worthless. But you know, people are silly enough to say, well, they found out later that they wasn't saved, but they baptized. Will they still be okay? Not in the sense of a church member. They're not. You got to baptize regenerated people, people that have repented and believed. What do you got to have? You got to have the right kind of authority. What is the authority? The local church. Hilltop is a good example of the authority. You got to have the right kind of administrator. And the only one I know here today, and there might be somebody else, and don't get your feelings hurt, but it's an elder like Brother Likens that have come under the hands of a presbytery and has been ordained the full work of the ministry. That's the right kind of administrator. We've got to have the right kind of a mode, don't we? Jesus gave us the right kind of a mode. We believe it's immersion. Why? How would you come up straightway out of the water if you didn't go down in the water? Now, I'm joking back in the back with, I believe, Brother Broner, but or somebody. If he had a, he had a swimming pool at his house, you could take somebody over and baptize. And you could do that, and it probably wouldn't be the best PR for everything. But anywhere there's enough water, you can submerge somebody. It's the right kind of mode of baptism. We use the creek. We have one of those baptisteries at Lafayette that doesn't get used a lot. Brother Broner brought up, and I keep mixing his name, about people that believe the water's got to be running. Now, we don't hear, but there are people that does, that the water's got to be running. But we believe there's got to be the sufficient water to submerge the person, right kind of authority, right kind of administrator. Amen. And when you have all those things, you've got the right kind of baptism. Amen. Now, I think there's a commandment there that's just as important. And I will tell you, I was led by the Lord to join the church at Lafayette. I'm not saying you can't be. Don't get that wrong. But there's a commandment there that we ought to observe too. We believe that when a person is raised to walk in newness of life and a member of the Lord's church, then they're the right kind of a person to observe the Lord's Supper. And I don't, y'all may do that here once a year, twice a year. We do it twice a year at Lafayette. And we believe, as Jesus said in Matthew 26, He said, "This do in remembrance of Me." Amen. We're to remember His death when we take of that. There are different views on whether the element ought to be grape juice or wine. I'm not going to get into that. But we believe it ought to be the liquid element with unleavened bread. Zesta crackers are not the substitute for the Lord's Supper. And I like Zesta crackers. But no, it's unleavened bread. And I don't care if you buy it or you make it. It's unleavened bread. It represents the broken body of Jesus. My wife tells me it's nothing but flour and water that it's made. Some of you ladies may have made it. But we take of that supper thinking about the broken body of Jesus when we take of that liquid, don't we? Then we think about the bread, the broken body, and His blood. Amen. It's blood. It's representative of His blood. We believe as Baptists that both ordinances, baptism and the Lord's Supper, are both symbolic, don't we? They're symbols. They're not literal. I know people that believe that when they take of the unleavened bread and they take of the liquid element, that it puts Jesus in them. It does no certain thing. I told a man one day, you can take them and take them down to Sumner Hospital and cut their stomach open. It will not be the blood and body of Jesus. It'll be that unleavened bread and that liquid element. We believe that both ordinances are symbolic. It's a symbol. I was thinking about going to the football field at Trousdale County, and they've got a 6-foot yellow jacket down there on Friday night. If that was a 6-foot live yellow jacket, I wouldn't get close to him. I don't like them things, are you? What is that? It's a mascot. It's a representative, isn't it? It's a picture. It's a picture. And today, I'm going to tell you again, if you have failed to follow the Lord in baptism, you're asking to be chastised, actually, to tell you the truth. I believe it's disobedience. I really do. Well, you talk like it's heinous. Well, I'm not going to say it's heinous, but you ought to follow and do what He said. You say, well, I can enjoy it. Being saved, that ain't nothing but a lie. Amen. You cannot do no such a thing because you're out of the will of God. Amen. When you don't do, and people will testify, and I'm not making fun of them, and they'll testify, and I've heard people say, I want to do what the Lord wants me to do, and they're sincere, and yet they have not followed this ordinance. It's very important. Amen. Why? So He can be lifted up? Nope. That's right. So you... or you, or me, but to lift up Jesus. I had been taught and took to church as you were. Part of my background goes to the General Baptist Church where I got saved at one of them. Now, I know you're not supposed to get saved at General Baptist Church, but that's where I got saved at. Anywhere you get saved is a good place. I don't care where it's at. He's not limited to a church house or a building or anywhere else. Anywhere you meet the conditions of the gospel. One of the problems, this is off track, one of the problems we've got today, and I was talking to a brother the other night about that, I'm afraid there's people at the church at Lafayette that say they're lost, and if they really believed the gospel, they would get under conviction. I believe that. Yeah, But I don't know what the problem is, but it's widespread. Jesus made the plan of redemption before the world. Him and the Godhead concocted that before the world was ever created. I believe he has predetermined some things, but he didn't predetermine you be saved, next door neighbor be lost. But he did predetermine the plan. He is also laid out in these ordinances that are church ordinances that we are to follow until he comes back. Amen. And we're to promote them. And it promotes the healthiness of the church. And you're blessed here with middle-aged people and younger people. Amen. If you're less than 64 years old, you're a young person. Get it? Yeah, you're a young person. And you're blessed with that, these kids singing. You need to go on. But I want to encourage you. If you're here today, and I don't care what, here's what somebody said on Facebook the other day. I posted this question on there, and I wouldn't try and start a hornet's nest. But they said if a young person, let's say a young person got saved here, and a young person, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, that they should wait until they become of adult age before they follow the Lord in baptism. I do not believe that. I believe we ought to follow the Lord in baptism. You know what that is? That's heresy. It's heresy. I believe in following the Lord, but I believe in doing what he said too. Amen. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Amen. And sometimes we just don't do that. You've got everything you need here, the right kind of baptism. I've explained to that. Amen. You got access to, I don't know where y'all go to, but you got access to the water, administrator, proper authority. Some would probably say you're not, and I ain't going to fool with them either. But you've got everything you need for the right kind of baptism. If you're here today and you've never followed the Lord in baptism, please do that. Amen. Please do that. You'll enjoy your salvation so much more if you do that. You really will. You'll enjoy it so much more. I stayed out of the Lord's church 3 years. I was given some bad advice by some family that propelled that. And I never was, Brother Jeff, satisfied. There was something lacking. And it kept on gnawing at me, something wrong. And then one Sunday, I went to Lafayette Church, and Brother Charles Moore, pastor, and I felt the need. I need to follow the Lord in baptism. And I was satisfied with that from then on. Look, in Matthew chapter 3, look at the example given when Jesus came up out of the water. The Bible tells us that all three persons of the Godhead, you've got Jesus standing coming out of the water, you've got the Spirit in the form of a dove, and you've got the Father speaking from heaven, this is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. He was pleased with him because he's a son, but also because of his obedience. Yes, we need to be obedient. Obedient to the gospel and obedience to the commandments. If you tell me that you want to do what the Lord wants you to do, then you will do what I've just suggested. And that's to follow the Lord. I don't know if anybody's here needs to follow the Lord in baptism or not. But if you do, you need to do it. Amen. You need to present yourself to this church, and they need to schedule a time to take you to the creek or wherever y'all cozy driver bridge and let your pastor sometimes in six excuse me. The church can appoint usually the pastor, but any ordained personnel, and sometimes people will have an uncle or somebody, and they'll authorize them to do it. You got the right kind of administrator. Amen. I have confidence in Hilltop Church. I want to encourage you to go on and to propel what everybody people's talking about. Boy, they're a live wire over there, and that's good. And that's good. And nourish your young people. Nourish them. And I know he preaches the word of God. And we need to know what the Bible teaches. Man made the statement one time down at Nashville Church. And I believe it's the most ignorant statement I ever heard of. He was sincere. He got up and the pastor told me this and said, and I'm not going to call his name. He said, I just want you to know something, brother. I said, I'm going to be an old-time Baptist, and I don't care what the Bible says. Well, that's sort of stupid, ain't it? Ain't that sort of stupid? Everything we believe is supposed to be based on this, ain't it? Ain't it, Barry? Everything. Why can't we follow it? Some of these subjects in our articles of faith that go back to 18, and a man told, one or two people told me, you don't need to preach on them so hard. And people just don't like it. Well, maybe they don't like it, but they need to know what the Lord has said. Follow His commandments. If you're here today and you need to become a member of the Lord's church, you need to do that. The only way you'll get in it is by baptism. That's the entrance into it. And you will be a disobedient child of God until you do that. Thank you for the opportunity I've had here today. I hope I've said something that's helped somebody. And if you need to join the church today, then do it today. Don't put it off. You might put it off and you go home tonight and go to sleep, not wake up. We never know. Brother Jeff, thank you.